down your power, your glory. Lord, there's not a one of us here that don't need a miracle somewhere in our lives, Lord. God, and if we can get a hold of you, Lord Jesus, you promise us that you will move on our behalf. You will be with us. You will answer us, Lord God. Jesus, we want your spirit to minister and bless in this place today. Let your glory help us to worship you, Lord. Help us to get on fire for you, God. We love you. Praise your mighty name. God bless you. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. It was the disciples of Jesus and a great group of followers. They obeyed the Lord as he ascended into heaven. Amen. There was a group of people there, and he had told them to go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. Amen. That was a command that he talked to them after he had ascended from the dead. Amen. After he had arose from the dead. Amen. And he walked with them. He was witnessed by about 500, amen, met people, the risen Lord. And he got together with them before he was about to ascend into heaven. And he did. He ascended. But right before he ascended, he told them, this is what you need to do. He told them to go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father in Acts 1:13. And it says, and when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew and Philip and the next slide there. And Thomas and Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealots, and Judas, the brother of James. There was all the disciples, all the brethren, and these all continued with one accord and in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary and the mother of Jesus, which with his brethren. Amen. A whole great multitude of people believed and did and obeyed the Lord and went to a prayer meeting. Amen. Hallelujah. It was a great prayer meeting. Those several days of waiting was a prayer meeting that would change the lives of everyone. Amen. It was no kidding around. Amen. God was getting ready to do a miracle. Amen. That is still happening today. Amen. This was a prayer meeting that changed the world. Hallelujah. Jesus had been witnessed, like I said, to over 500 people after he rose from the grave, and these prayer meetings lasted about 10 days. Amen. This was a prayer meeting that they weren't about to leave. Amen. Because God had promised, amen, if you'll go and you'll pray and you'll wait, I'm gonna give my spirit. I'm gonna send the comforter to you. I'm gonna send the Holy Ghost to you. My spirit's gonna come and overwhelm you and come upon you. Amen. It was a prayer meeting that brought about the most sought after gift in all the world. Hallelujah. The gift of the Holy Ghost. I hope and pray that that gift is still being sought after in your life. Amen. That you're seeking for the gift every day in your life. Stir it up and let it breathe and move in you. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost can change you. It can do what you need God to do in your life. Amen. It's a promise. It was on the day of Pentecost when they received what they were praying for. Amen. Hallelujah. I know you know this, and I know, but it's, we just gotta keep preaching about it. We just gotta keep telling about it. Amen. Because it's important. The day when they rose, 120 that had pressed through to what God promised them, they had received it so powerfully. This thing, it sparked an outpour of about 3,000 souls repenting and being filled with the Holy Ghost and being baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That was a revival. That was a miracle. Amen. That came out of a prayer meeting, a red hot fiery prayer meeting. Amen. It was in Acts chapter 3 when Peter and John was on their way to a prayer meeting. Amen. That the lame man asked for some help. Amen. You got any alms? Can you help me out just a little bit? I'm hungry. This man laid daily there. They were accustomed to seeing this man at the temple. Amen. And they were on their way to pray. That's when Peter and John were still boiling with the excitement and boldness from the prayer meeting of Pentecost. And they said to each other, they said to this man in Acts 3:6, it says, then Peter said, oh, silver and gold have I none. I don't have any change on me. I don't have a dollar to spare, but such as I have, I got the Holy Ghost. I was at a prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Something got a hold of me. Amen. The power of God came upon me. Such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received their strength. Hallelujah. That miracle to that day, that man leaped to his feet and began to praise and worship God and went into the temple praising and thanking God. Hallelujah. It came out of a prayer meeting. Hallelujah. I'm telling you today, prayer meeting is what's going to change our world. Hallelujah. When God's people pray, we get all excited about praying. God's going to do some miracles among us. It's going to be a prayer meeting that's going to get God's attention in 2020. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What? Amen. We must turn our focus to prayer and not programs. Hallelujah. Prayer, 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 prayer. Prayer is going to change our lives. Prayer is going to change our direction. Talking to God. Figuring out where God's at. Knowing where he's at. Leading us. Hearing the voice of God in a prayer meeting. Woo! Hallelujah. I believe that in 2020, in Church of Pentecost, if we'll begin to have some Holy Ghost breakout prayer meetings, that we will see the divine hand of God move in every household. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a prayer meeting. I'm talking about where we come to church and we don't wait for Brother Roberts to say, all right, now we're going to pray for 10 souls. Anybody got a soul to pray for? Do you got a need in your life? Are you sick? No, I don't have to pull it out of you. They went to Pentecost and they were expecting God to pour out the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's time that we get out of many prayers in our prayer meetings. Amen. We come to church. We are apostolic. We've been in this church a long time. We ought to be able to come to a prayer meeting and bring down the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And say, God, I'm not leaving this place till you show up. I want the Holy Ghost to move in this prayer meeting. I don't want to leave here till I have an answer from what I need. I'm telling you, it's going to be in a prayer meeting that God's going to make a way. He's going to answer your prayer. He's going to heal your body. Amen. It's through prayer. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. We must stop trying to lean on our own understanding and seek God's face and turn from our ways, and he will direct our path. Hallelujah. Too much of us doing our own thing and trying to figure this out on our own. I'm telling you, it's going to be in a prayer meeting that God's going to direct us, that God's going to speak to us, that God's going to give us the plan, hallelujah, to reach the lost. Amen. It's when we get on our faces and we cry out to God. Hallelujah. It was 3 days, a 3-day prayer meeting that started on the road to Damascus. That delivered the greatest apostle to ever live. Hallelujah. In Acts 9, verse 3, it says, and he, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and it fell on the earth, to the earth, and he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou? Lord, that's when the prayer meeting began. He realized that God was talking to him. And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou art persecuting. Is it hard for thee to kick against the pricks? And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told what you must do. Amen. It will be told what you must do. That's when that prayer meeting began. Amen. Saul was in the middle of a 3-day fast and prayer meeting. And meanwhile, across town, another of God's disciples was meditating on the Lord, and God interrupts him with a vision. In Acts 9:10, it says, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and have seen in a vision and a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Talking about a prayer meeting. Two men, same city. One, God got the attention of. The other was just doing his day-to-day and just meditating on God like he always did. And God began to speak to him, and God began to talk to him and say, hey, over here is a man that's searching for me, and I want you to go and talk to him. Amen. This man was blind. Amen. God had blinded him. He was praying. He was fasting. Amen. It said he fasted for 3 days and was waiting on the Lord. Amen. And was waiting on instructions from God, because God had told him what to do. And so he obeyed. He went there, and that man came to him, and God done a miracle. Amen. As soon as Ananias laid his hands on Saul, he received the gift of the Holy Ghost. God poured out the Holy Ghost upon him. His eyesight was open. Amen. He arose and was baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a miracle. Amen. This Saul was later became Paul, the greatest apostle to ever live. He wrote most of the letters to the churches that make up the New Testament. I'm talking about a miracle. And it's going to take that kind of praying, that kind of fasting, and saying, God, send me here. Let me hear, Lord God, that person that's hungry across town, that you will send me to them. I'm just sorry. I'm convinced this is the only way it's going to happen. We can have our patty cake prayer meetings if we want, and I thank God for what we've done. Amen. But I'm talking about getting a hold of God. I'm talking about coming to a place where we aren't going to leave in a hurry. Amen. Because we need God to move on our behalf. We need God to say, hey, come on, I want to get down into your world, and I want to see if I can do some miraculous things. Amen. It was prayer meetings that changed the world. Hallelujah. All these miracles came out of prayer meetings. Saying of God, we don't need another conference. We don't need another revival, BOT. We need some good old-fashioned prayer meetings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why BOT is what it is. It's because it's a 24-hour-a-day prayer meeting going on there. Amen. It hasn't stopped in over 30-some years. Amen. It's a prayer meeting of hungry people that said, I don't care. It's only what God is going to speak to me that's going to make me do what God wants us to do. It's a determination from a people that says, that's the only answer. Amen. Prayer. Talking to God. Finding out what God wants, not what we want. Getting on our faces and ridding ourselves of the world and just talking to God and figuring out what His plan and what His purpose is for our life. It's apostolic prayer meetings that change the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, when will we realize that if we will just start praying, we will start seeing the miraculous. We will start seeing miraculous things happen. Amen. Young people, are you tired of hearing about miracles and not actually experiencing them? You've heard about great miracles, but have you ever experienced one? I want to tell you how to do it. Get in a prayer meeting. Get in a prayer meeting and start talking to God like you've been doing on Sundays. Amen. Let that grow. Let that grow. And you're going to see God do the miraculous. Hallelujah. More than you see Him doing right now. Hallelujah. Let's start praying. Let's start letting God direct the revival that He wants to give us. Hallelujah. Does anybody believe me today? Hallelujah. It's going to be prayer. It's going to be fasting. It's going to be believing God and saying, God, we're not going to stop until You answer. Hallelujah. I'm convinced in 2020, prayer meetings, that doesn't stop. Amen. We got to get a hold of God. Amen. I'm tired of trying to figure this out on my own. I'm trying to think I'm hearing from God. I just want God to do the miraculous. And I'm telling you, when miracles start happening, amen, revival's going to break out. Amen. There's going to be thousands that come to the Lord. Amen. Because of prayer. Because of somebody that's gotten a hold of God. It's somebody that's believing and trusting in God. God will show up. In Acts chapter 12, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that was no patty cake prayer meeting. Amen. It was life or death for Peter. His head was about to be taken off unless a church got a hold of the Savior and began to pray and intercede and believe God for his release from that prison. How about it, church? Anybody tired of not figuring out what God wants for your lives? Amen. Are you tired of struggling to find out the will of God? It's time to get back to prayer. Amen. It's time to get on our knees and seriously fight, amen, a battle on our knees and begin to call upon the name that is above every name to help us to come to our rescue, amen, to come to our needs and our life, amen, and say, I surrender, God. I want to hear from you before I get up from this place, God. Help me, Lord Jesus, to hear your voice. Help me, God, to cry out to you. Oh, Lord, help us to bring the presence of the angels up into the midst of the room, God, so something powerful can happen. It's when we pray. It's when we talk to God. It's when we get serious about Him and we call upon His name. It's when His presence will fall. The glory comes down. The presence of God moves. Jesus proclaimed it so plainly in Matthew 21 and 13. It says, and He said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Hallelujah. Come on, church. It's time to get back to apostolic prayer. Amen. The ministry association in Brunswick, you know what their initiative is this year? Try prayer. Try prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not here to say let's try prayer, but let's pray. Yeah. Amen. We know it's the only answer. We know it's the only way that God's going to come down and miracles are going to happen is when God's people pray. Hallelujah. We got to pray, and we ought to be the leaders of this prayer meeting. Amen. We ought to be the leaders of this apostolic outpouring of the Holy Ghost that's going to come, because a hungry people are deciding to pray, to seek God and say, we don't have the answer. God, we don't have the clue. We don't have a clue how to fix the problems of this world, but I know you can give us the answer. I know that you can speak into my family's life, God. I know that you can give me what I need right now. It's through prayer. It's through fasting. It's through believing God and God showing up and doing a miracle. Hallelujah. When God's people pray. Hallelujah. We got to get to our knees. We got to get on our faces before God. We got to pray. We got to believe God. It was a prayer meeting that started at Azusa Street that propelled the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this nation. Hallelujah. It's when people got hungry for God to move. They had no clue about the Holy Ghost when they got on their faces. All they knew is their problems were too big. They didn't understand how to fix them, but they knew if they could get to God, if they could get a hold of God, if they could just start talking to God and trying to find God, God would give them the answer they were looking for. And God began to reveal to them the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As they were praying, as they were fasting, as they were believing God, this prayer meeting went on a long time, several years. Amen. Powerful miracles came out of that prayer meeting. Amen. I'm talking about a prayer meeting where you say time doesn't matter. Amen. Where things don't matter in your life. I gotta find the answer from God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Do you want it? Do you want God to move? Are you tired of God not moving in your situation? Are you tired of just going through year after year after year? The same old seems like dead, dry, boring things in your life. I'm talking about when we get a hold of God, God can show up and God can answer and God can do the miracle that you're seeking Him for. But it's when we fast and when we pray and we believe God and we get into a prayer meeting that is red hot on fire. Amen. The Spirit of God begins to come into that place and begins to answer and begins to talk to His people, and people begin to speak to one another in the Spirit, and things begin to come off of us, and the power of God is moving and miracles are happening. Amen. The angels are around, and we begin to see into the spirit realm when we pray. What we need in this room right now is a spirit of prayer to come upon us. A spirit of, I believe this message. God, and I need this in my life. I need this spirit to fall on me today, God. I need a baptism of prayer in my life, God. Oh, if my people, come on, will humble themselves and pray. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will fall. God's Spirit will move. Miracles will happen. Signs will happen. Wonders will happen. I'm here to preach about a prayer meeting, and may it start today in this place. Oh God, call us to our knees, Lord. Call us to the answers of this life, God. Lord Jesus, life is uncertain in our world, God. Life is uncertain, but we come today to get the answer from you when God's people pray. Hallelujah. Can we pray today? Can we get on our faces today? Come on, you got problems. You got needs. You got situations that you have not been answered yet. You've been praying for years. You've been trying to do it your own way for years. But I'm here to tell you it's gonna never get answered until we pray, until we fast, until we get on our faces and we believe God for it. If my people pray. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Pray. 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 Jesus, we need you today. Jesus, we need you today, God. Oh, there's hopeless situations in our lives, God, that only you can do, that only you can answer, that only you can help us with. God, help me to pray. I need to learn how to pray. Oh, seek His face. Hallelujah. Draw nigh to me. Hallelujah. and I'll draw nigh to you. Come on, it's a promise in the Word of God. If you'll call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every need you have, God can answer. Everything that's in your life can be rearranged, can be fixed through a prayer meeting. Hallelujah. It's the answer. It's the only way for 2020, for Church of Pentecost to go into revival. Hallelujah. Is in a prayer meeting. Hallelujah. That we call upon the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we seek your face. Hallelujah. Come on. Get out of your pews. Get out of your place. Shake yourself and pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Allow the Holy Ghost to flow in you. Woo! Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, forgive us, oh Lord God. Lord, teach us, lead us into that prayer. That suffering, that long suffering with you, God. Waiting on your presence to move. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, it's that hunger, desire for His Spirit to move, or else, oh God, we got to have you. We've got to have your Spirit, Lord, moving among this place, Lord God. Oh, come near to us, God. Speak to us, Lord. Oh, come on, come on, call upon His name. Hallelujah, seek His face. Link up together with one another and pray. Oh, let there be a burden and a prayer fall upon this place today. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Church, be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Link up with somebody that's near you right now. Somebody that's calling upon the Lord right now that needs help in the prayer. Hallelujah. Be sensitive to their need right now. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, church. Open your eyes and pray. Open your eyes and pray. Come on. God's moving on lives. Amen. Amen. There's help needed in this place today. Oh, as we pray, believe God. Minister in this place, Lord. Minister in this place, Jesus. I'm calling upon you, Jesus. I'm calling upon you, Jesus. I'm calling upon you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, yes, that's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, open your eyes. There's people need your prayers right now. Hallelujah. Look around. If you're not praying with somebody, find somebody to pray with. Hallelujah. Walk to them. Pray with them. Hallelujah. Come on, let's break this thing. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, step out in faith. Walk to somebody and pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. Me and my wife will be headed into an extended fast this week, and we're just, if you want to join us and believe God for greater things, amen, sacrifice, take some time and fast and pray. Come Tuesday night, ready to rip this place up with prayer. Amen. Let's keep our focus this year on God and praying and getting together in our homes and calling upon the name of God and just bringing a prayer meeting and a life-changing experience into our lives. Amen. It's going to be done through prayer. Amen. Everything we accomplish, if we don't do it through prayer, we're going to be tired. We're going to be worn out. We're going to be just confused and not understanding. But if we can get a hold of God and pray and hear the voice of God, we're going to be on fire. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you for your prayer today. Praise God. Continue in the spirit as you're dismissed. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go out of here and keep prayer alive in our home. Amen.